This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From composer Isaac Albéniz and his many volumes of Spanish dances that comprise Iberia, we are dance number 12, Eritana, with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra led by Jesús López Cobos, here on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for your Friday afternoon is on the way. I'm Jeff Watson, keeping the music going as we transition into the next part of the day. We've got this noon hour. Music from one of history's great violinists, Heinrich Wieniawski, and some variations on an original theme of his, and the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, and an absolutely gorgeous nature symphony from the composer Arthur Mulemans called the Fur Symphony. That's in just a little bit. Thanks for being with us here on a Friday afternoon. We have next Staatskapelle Dresden, conducted by Paavo Berglund, bringing us a joyful and optimistic orchestral piece written by Antony Dvorak in 1878. We'll listen next to Slavonic Rhapsody No. 3 here on Kansas Public Radio. Antony Dvorak wrote that one in 1878. Slavonic Rhapsody No. 3 in A-flat major, played there by Staatskapelle Dresden under conductor Paavo Berglund here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:25. The BRT Philharmonic of Brussels will be with us in a few short minutes with a beautiful nature tone poem. From Belgian composer Arthur Mulemans, we'll hear something called the Fur Symphony. That and much more on the way on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu. Here on the KU campus, 71 degrees and light rain. We have a 70% chance of more showers for today. Highs topping out around 81. For tonight, 30% chance of showers and lows around 70. High temperatures are coming back over the weekend. We'll have a high of 92 tomorrow. Heat indexes as hot as 105, lows in the mid-70s for Saturday night. We have something for you now. Music for violin and piano, variations on an original theme, a theme by one of the great violinists of history, Heinrich Wieniawski. Here's violinist Marat Bizengaliev, pianist John Lenihan, next on KPR. Variations on an original theme, music by Heinrich Wieniawski, played by violinist Marat Bizengaliev, along with pianist John Lenihan, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes to go until our next NPR News update, and classics continue till 3 this afternoon. Later on tonight at 7 p.m., it will be time for our next Film Music Friday. I'll be with you for that this evening. Tonight, it's a rebroadcast of our program All About Hollywood's Mechanical Men. All About Robots tonight, with music from films like Terminator, Short Circuit, WALL-E, and a good deal more. Film Music Friday is tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. The BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, they've got our next performance, and it's from Belgian composer Arthur Mulemans. This one is a nature tone poem that evokes the mental image and vibe of the golden sunlight reflecting through the leaves of the fir trees of the Belgian countryside. This is called The Fir Symphony by Arthur Mulemans, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Fir Symphony by Belgian composer Arthur Mulemans, played by the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, conducted by Alexander Rabari, on Kansas Public Radio. It is almost 1 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. And more classical music awaits us in the next hour. Among other things, the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam brings us the Brahms Double Concerto for violin, cello, and orchestra. Stay with us for that and a good deal more here on a Friday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Loss is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Musicians of Ifeamingi, led by Rudolph Worthen, and music by Alana Vanis, The Prayer of St. Gregory, here on Kansas Public Radio. This is your place for NPR News as well as classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, and coming up in this 1 p.m. hour is the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and the famous Double Concerto for violin and cello by Johannes Brahms. That and much more is still on the way here on a Friday afternoon. We're glad you could join us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence, new arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com. And LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. Next on KPR is some music from a flute virtuoso of the 19th century, Albert Franz Doppler, a German composer born in 1821. He was a great author of flute and woodwind pieces, as well as several operas. We're joined now by flutist Michael Parloff and pianist Warren Jones for Doppler's Hungarian Pastoral Fantasia, next on KPR. A Hungarian Pastoral Fantasia. That's from flutist and composer Albert Franz Doppler of the 19th century. We listen to flutist Michael Parloff along with pianist Warren Jones here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:24 is the time. At the top of the hour will be our next NPR News update. We have classical music till 3 this afternoon to share. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. And online, of course, KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, Friday, August 7th, celebrating their album Woodland and performances on Stephen Colbert and NPR's Tiny Desk. StiefelTheater.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. We're ready to bring you work by Johannes Brahms next. One of the, well, actually the final work that he composed for orchestra in 1887. And it was a doozy of a concerto, a double concerto, in fact, one for violin as well as cello. This is something that he wrote in part to fulfill some professional obligations to two musician colleagues, the cellist Robert Hausman and the great violinist Josef Joachim. Two birds with one stone, you might say. The Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam is here, led by conductor Bernard Haitink, violinist Itzhak Perlman, and cellist Mstislav Rostropovich, all together in the Brahms Double Concerto in A minor, next on KPR. From Johannes Brahms, his final work for orchestra, the Double Concerto for violin and cello, played by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. Violinist Itzhak Perlman and cellist Mstislav Rostropovich, led by Bernard Haitink, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 2 p.m., and in just a moment, NPR News, and in the next hour of classical music, Ravel's Bolero, That Another Delights. Still to come, here on a Friday afternoon. Hope you can stay with us.
The Il Harp.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals, from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Just a few notes there from Beethoven. A short minuet in G major performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Eugene Ormandy, on Kansas Public Radio. It is good to be with you once again. I'm Jeb Watson. Here until 3 p.m., a little bit more classical music for your Friday afternoon. That will include a little music for oboe, a sonata by George Friedrich Handel, and Claude Debussy, with a grand fantasia for piano and orchestra, one that Debussy wrote a little late in his life, one that he never got to hear performed in its entirety live. But we've got it for you in just a bit with the RTF National Orchestra. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater, with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings on Friday, August 7th, celebrating their album Woodland and performances on Stephen Colbert and NPR's Tiny Desk. Stiefeltheater.org. And Audio Reader, a radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired, grateful for the generosity of all donors to help meet annual programming needs. Donation information at reader.ku.edu. From the essential works of Maurice Ravel next, we've got the Paris Orchestra with us for Bolero on Kansas Public Radio. Maurice Ravel's Bolero, performed by the Paris Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:23, and still to come is the RTF National Orchestra. With them will be pianist Aldo Ciccolini in a Claude Debussy fantasy for piano and orchestra. That's in just a few minutes here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artera with Susan Hancock, bringing the golden age of jazz to the stage. 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at MacellisOnline.com. On the KU campus, 73 degrees, 30% chance of showers for the rest of this afternoon, 30% chance of showers this evening, and lows of 71 degrees. Summer heat is going to reemerge over the weekend. Tomorrow we'll have highs around 93, with heat indexes as hot as 109. Lows in the mid-70s Saturday night, highs of 96 for Sunday. A little chamber music for you next by George Friedrich Handel. Here's oboist Louis Pellerin and on organ André Laberge in an oboe sonata in F major on Kansas Public Radio. playing oboe, Luis Pellerin, and organist André Laberge, together with Oboe Sonata in F Major, Opus 1, by George Friedrich Handel, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:33, and at 3 p.m., we'll bring you all things considered from NPR News. Later on this evening at 7 p.m., it's Friday, and you know what that means, Film Music Friday, and I'll be back with you for that this evening. Tonight, it's a rebroadcast of our program all about Hollywood's Mechanical Men, all about robots tonight, with music from The Terminator, Short Circuit, WALL-E, and a good deal more. Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow afternoon, it's Classics by Request with Destiny. That'll be from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll hear Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, music by Bach and cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and things might get a little fishy as well. Classics by Request is tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. Time now to bring you a forgotten classic from Claude Debussy, one that he had worked on for about a year between 1889 and 1890, a fantasy for piano and orchestra. This is a substantial suite for piano, but it had a fairly disastrous premiere, or canceled premiere, I should say. This is music that Claude Debussy never really heard performed in his lifetime. But today, we'll hear the ORTF National Orchestra, led by Jean Martinon, and pianist Aldo Ciccolini, next for you on Kansas Public Radio. A Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra, from Claude Debussy, unperformed in the composer's own lifetime, but played this afternoon by the ORTF National Orchestra, conductor Jean Martinon, and pianist Aldo Ciccolini, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 3 p.m., and just about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson, and I want to thank you for joining me for this afternoon's classical music, as always. I'll have more for you on Monday at noon. But don't forget that it's Film Music Friday this evening, and I'll be back with you tonight for that from 7 to 9 p.m., tonight with a rebroadcast of our program all about robots, mechanical men and automatons from Hollywood. There'll also be music from The Terminator, both 1 and 2, WALL-E, and a good deal more. Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 p.m., KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More at k-state.edu. I don't know if I can...